an explosion in sales of The Socialist. Just like Martin Reynolds issue 910, I've seen an explosion in sales of The Socialist since the EU referendum. I have sold 135 copies. Key to this has been getting out on the streets to talk to people, whether street campaign stalls, at demonstrations or doing our now regular paper sale at the city center train station before our branch meeting. 20 copies have been sold this way, with people seeing us the following week, to get the latest issue, and giving us their details to come to meetings. We have attended pro-Corbyn rallies, including helping to initiate the first one in Leeds. Our Ed gazebo and placards helped us stand out, and saw lots of people coming over before and after the rally to discuss with us. We have also supported 4 strikes that took place, and they are keen to support The Socialist as a workers' paper. One striking branch officer gave me a tenner for 2 copies for him, and the other strike leader. There's also been movements against racism, including big anti-racism demonstrations in both Leeds and Bradford, and Black Lives Matter demonstrations in both Leeds and Huddersfield on consecutive nights. At these last 2 I sold 20 and 17 papers respectively, with 6 people giving their details to join the Socialist Party. There's a massive thirst for ideas to lead people out of the impasse that the Tories and Blairites' austerity policies have driven us to. If anything, it can be difficult to be able to talk to everyone who is interested in what the Socialist Party has to say. That's why we need everyone possible to carry copies of The Socialist prominently, and ask everyone we meet to buy one, and join us in the struggle for socialism. Ian Dalton.